KN4RJN. KN4RJN. Gerald GR. Gerald GR.
10-4ZLK.
That was my next call I was going to make. I just wanted to check on John. You got him a new store bought hip and wanted to see how he was doing. How was your day? You're still loafing, aren't you?
Apparently, from what I understand, there's certain people on this repeater that think I'm always on vacation.
I believe that might be up in the Berea area. He just has no respect for his inferiors.
As last night, but I was trying to watch a football game. I haven't watched a football game in a long time, and anyway, I just let you talk about me. That's all right.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, and you got to realize, you know, I'm 76 years old. I think Patrick was referring to you as a vampire last night. Is that right, Patrick?
Tell me, it's because you're an old man.
Go ahead, Shane. He's in Transylvania County. And I asked him, maybe that's what Shane does for a living up there.
At the time I came in on the conversation, and I wasn't sure what was going on that one. That's why my ears perked up. But anyway, hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm playing with my new toy.
What'd you buy?
A 3D printer.
Does the wife know about this? That's what I want to know, Shane. What do you think?
She does. He's probably going to be printing accessories for his big tool truck now.
Animal print here, but I'm sure that'll be some of it. And yes, the wife does know, Tom.
Well, I guess you're forgiven. And I bought one for my grandkids. Oh, a couple, 2 or 3 years ago. And they used it for a little while anyways. I got some battery holders here for my AA's and AAA's. And got some cell phone holders and things like that. But I think I know what he's going to make with that, Shane. And ATF's probably going to be checking on him.
He wouldn't be doing that. My oldest son bought a 3D printer, and he was making some little pieces and accessories for different projects. It's pretty cool. He had to put it out in the shed. The one he had smells too bad. I hear some of them are that way. You got to be careful what you get.
Material you're printing, and if you get a resin printer versus a filament printer, makes a big difference. This is a filament printer, so it's not as bad. The resin printers are the ones that are horrible.
Went around this one night. I saw it one time when I was down there, Patrick, and it's just cool as can be. But there's a lot of different ones, I guess. You can go high-end or otherwise. I don't know if DJW's got one of those or not. I thought I heard him refer to one time. And Shane, there's a guy from Ireland on there on 10107, dirty meters, EI2HI. That's pretty neat. There's a guy that comes on here, W4HI, I think it is. Patrick can correct me. But he's sure a nice fella. And, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Patrick, my son, has the resin printer. And Tom, there's a C5T also, the Gambia. I think I'm hearing him 10-113. I'm not sure if that's him or not that I'm hearing, because I'm trying to listen to you guys and listen to that too.
Hearing
him. KQ4YDI. How's it going, gentlemen?
I believe it's David, if I remember correct. KO4HGX here.
That's correct. I finally got this new radio plugged in. I'll back out and let you guys continue talking. I just want to see how's this one sounding. Is it better than that little HT?
Been really good in the repeater, full quality.
David, you don't need to run off. We're just BSing here a little bit and enjoying the evening. And jump in there if you want.
If I didn't have buddies that like to BS, I wouldn't have any buddies at all.
Shane here, N4ZLK. Have talked to you a couple times early on. It's nice to hear you. Yeah, the radio sounds really good.
Shane, David, I am going back out of here and get ready for the net. I got this printer printing the first thing, so I'm going to watch it here for a little bit. But good to talk to both of you, all three of you. And I hope every one of you have a good evening. KO4HK, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, gentlemen.
See you tomorrow. And David, I'm in 0TR. My name is Tom, and I'm in Greer. And, yeah, that says it's in Bejewel Islands. Shane, I'll have to... I just now pulled that up and haven't scrolled through it or anything.
Print me some 20s or maybe 100s if you can there. That'll be nice. I'm going to try to check it out here, Tom, in a second. Go ahead, David.
With a grin on my face, the radio is working. It wasn't for a while, and my son came out and helped me figure out that the removable face wasn't plugged in securely to the radio, and that was the problem.
Not a good thing. Shane, you know exactly where he's working up at, or we got to look for it?
I haven't gotten that far yet. It's hard for me to concentrate on two things, and I'm enjoying the conversation. David, what kind of radio is it?
Isu FT200. I think it's a 200DR. I think's the name of it.
For a second, Shane, how's your thing?
Yeah, that's a good radio. I'm not familiar with the 200, but I've got the 6000DR. It also has a removable faceplate. I think yours is a it a dual band dual receive?
But they. There were a lot of videos and comments about it. It's a single receiver, so you can't receive two at the same time, but it will monitor two at the same time.
Switch a button or hit a button to go transmit on the other side, but the 6000 is a dual band, but it's only one at a time, so you can only have it on one band or the other, which is fine with me. I use it in my work truck. And I actually don't have a 440 antenna capable right now on that, but I'm thinking about swapping it out for a 2-meter 440 antenna and trying it out. But I spend most of the time here, and it's hard to talk on more than one repeater anyway.
Because I ended up having to get a new battery for my truck just randomly, but. End up getting that and some of those connectors and all that set up today, but yeah, the price of batteries has shocked me, absolutely shocked me.
Love them for my truck about a year ago, and they'd gone up quite a bit from the last time I bought two, so just like everything else right now, it's pretty expensive.
I bought a battery. I shouldn't complain. I think the guy told me it was 2019. And I had the 5-year warranty on it. And that daggone warranty went out in October.
Yeah, I don't even think they guarantee them that long now, David. I think most of them just guarantee them for 2 years. And I got him, Shane. He was fairly easy. 30's a good band. Go ahead, Dave.
I had to pay an extra $15 to get the whopping 3-year warranty.
Standard with some type of warranty, but Tom, what were they up to?
Negative, up one, Shane, fairly easy. Yeah, on 10113 to 10114. That's my heart pills, but I already taken them that you hear in the background there. Yeah, I years ago I had a 53 Chevy truck and the battery was under the floorboard, David. And I bought the battery. I think it was $11.95. It was 6-volt. And I went back down to Penny's and I had it, the department store, and I had it for 7 years. and this guy was selling me a battery, and I says, well, is there any warranty left on that? And he went and looked, and he says, that battery's 7 years old. I said, yeah, it can't get anything worth a darn anymore.
It's interesting to think how these warranties work, and then you start figuring out the battery's a battery. It's just lead. You know, they take that, they'll give you all your money back and go turn it around and put more guts inside the battery and resell the things.
Got to work them, N4ZLK.
Good luck. I'll listen for you. Well, David, my neighbor who's passed away now back in Kansas, they used to have a business that rebuilt batteries in the old days. And I never knew such a thing existed. I can't remember the name of that place it was. But it was still there. There were tire sales and batteries and that. And but they didn't rebuild batteries anymore. But I don't know. You know, there's some variables out there on what the composition of the batteries are nowadays. I had to put one in my car the other day, which I shouldn't have, but it was under warranty and it didn't cost me anything. But, yeah, actually the case bursted a little bit. And anyways, long story. But, yeah, I don't know. I know they could make them lithium ion or different things like that for... I know the deep cycle ones for boats and that have a plethora of different combinations you can get, but that's about as much as I'd care to comment on.
YDI, yeah, I don't even pretend to be an expert on how the batteries work, but it is interesting to think about how you can get a warranty on one and they give you full money back and give you a brand new one and then they still make money. I think they're just recycling most of it.
You know, they don't make any lead in the United States anymore. It's all made either in Mexico or overseas. They shut the last smelter down a few years ago.
Up having to pay over $200 for a regular Duralast battery to go in my truck today.
I know last time I bought one at Advanced Auto, it was pretty high. And they really shocked me also. It was up $160, $180. The best place I've found to buy batteries around here is up on Highway 14, just north of my house. And well, it would be directly east of Lake Robinson, I guess you would say, over on Highway 14. And they sell Exide batteries. I used to use a lot of them in scissor lifts and things of that nature. They used deep cycle batteries. And Exide was a good battery. But you know, son-in-law, he's a... graduate of Ohio State with a master's degree in mechanical engineering, he told me there was only like two different battery manufacturers anymore, so you're probably getting one of the same no matter where you get it.
I mean, it's just like anything else. This one's a Duralast, but I bet you it's made by the same companies that, like you said, make all the rest of the brands.
I'm CW off because I was listening for Shane, but my youngest daughter down here works for GE. She's an engineer, and she says men don't multitask well. And she really got that. She hit that on the head with that.
Well, Tom, I tell you what, if that's the worst thing they say we don't do well, I think we're coming out ahead.
Very true. She's very independent, kind of like your mother, isn't she, Bernice? And Bernice says, no. Unfortunately, she's like me.
But do you go to the, was it the Blue Ridge Club? Are you part of that organization in Greenville? Isn't that what this repeater's on?
The It's up on Caesar's Head Mountain. Patrick can tell you all about it. 3,500 feet. Full-fledged member of it and have been for, oh, I don't know, many, many years. And we've been down here 15 years, ever since I was eligible to join. And Dave, God bless him, now it's your picture on it. And it's a good, a very good repeater and good organization. A lot of nice people on it. And I'm a member of the Greer Amateur Radio Club, but I don't get out and go to much things like that anymore, David. But I'm not much for driving at night. I can. I got 20/20 vision, but I'm kind of beat up, you might say, and disabled, so I'm not whining, and I don't serve any crackers with that wine, so don't ask.
I don't think so. I think it's cheese that goes with the wine anyway, right?
Bernice is over here laughing. I had a guy ask me that one time. He said, you serve any crackers with that wine? But, sometimes this is the geritol net, and we talk about our gripes and this and that. But, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you can get the tip of the day on here from somebody about our maladies and that, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I had a guy gripe one time because somebody was talking about their medical problems. And I've helped out a couple of guys with suggestions many times, so anyways, I'm kind of independent. I talk about what I want to. Other than politics and religion, I do my best to stay away from that.
probably a good idea, as fired up as people get about it. But, yeah, no, it's good. I enjoy listening to this repeater, and have enjoyed it. I wouldn't mind coming and supporting the club and getting to know everybody.
They have a meeting, and Dave Watson would be the one. Well, Patrick could tell you too. And but Dave Watson is kind of the administrator of the repeater, and it's downtown on the west side of town at the Red Cross Center, kind of down there by where the Greer Memorial Hospital is. Very close to that, if you know where I'm talking about. Go ahead, Patrick.
There's a meeting coming up the first Monday of December, if I remember correctly. But let me check on that, David, and I'll try to get back to you.
If the website's up to date, I can look at that too. But yeah, it's if I can make one, I would like to meet everybody and do my part to help out. I know repeaters aren't cheap and they're not free, so would definitely love to help.
The reason I stay a member, because every little bit helps, you know, and they definitely aren't cheap to keep going. But that's a good attitude, David. Anyways, yeah, I think you'd enjoy it. It's sometimes amended around the holidays, you know, the dates that they occur. But again, Patrick, you have to be the one to tell you that, or Dave.
I'm trying to remember if they were doing a December meeting because of Christmas, but I will have to find out, which that is a week from today, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Or Patrick, Shane.
No, I didn't. I can hear him in there, but not clear enough to be able to tell. I've got some interference, I guess. I'm not hearing him as well as you were. I can hear everybody else. They're just blasting all over me, all the people trying to work him.
He's probably out now. When they first pop up, it's the time to get him, but he was coming in real good, Shane. I don't know, on the S meter, probably. I got about a S4 or 5 on the noise lip. There it is. Boy, he's going fast. He's probably running. probably running 35. That don't matter. You'll answer you no matter what speed. Go ahead, David.
Listen, I'm always amazed at hearing people key that CW and other people will be able to understand it as quick as they do.
Show that out there, but 10-15 watts does just fine on this repeater, 99 times out of 100.
That radio, that is medium power, which is 15-20 watts, so, and I don't have any trouble getting in anywhere.
I keep it at 5 watts. I rarely need to go more than that unless I change repeaters and try to get a more distant one. Running 3 watts right now, but I can see the repeater. I can see the lights on the tower flashing out my window, so it's a little bit easier. But yeah, if you run it on high power and your truck's not running, you can drain the battery down if you're not careful. You sit out here talking longer than you realize, and your truck won't start in the morning.
My luck. I actually have the truck running right now, but I wouldn't. That sounds like something I'd do. But yeah, I was hitting that repeater up until tonight. I've always used just a little 5-watt HT. So yeah, you don't need full power on that thing.
Yeah, running very little amperage if you're on 5, 10, 15 watts. But if you run on 50 watts, you're running somewhere up there around 9, 10, 11 amps. And Shane's absolutely right.
It's from experience.
I was just about to say, on that note, that Tom said, I'm going to jump out of here and go back to vacationing. But I can't remember if I've run my battery down or not, but not doing that. I have done it with other things. I probably have at some point. You all have a good evening. David, nice to hear you this evening. And also you, Tom, and Patrick as well. We'll talk to you later. And 4ZLK.
Good night, Shane, and 73. Glad you jumped in there.
And I'm going back out of here myself, guys. Get ready for the net. KO4HK, 73.
Guess that just leaves the two of us, and I'm going to run inside here, too, and let you guys get to it. If I don't talk to you tomorrow before the holidays, hope you guys all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and get to spend time with the family. And I will be clear on the end of transmission. 73, KQ4YDI.
KQ4YDI. I'll try to remember that, David. I'm old, though. What town was you near or in?
We're in Greenville. I'm just north of Malden.
I even know where that's at, and I'm from Kansas, and we're a little slow. But I just depend on Susie, and she's blonde. And that's my GPS. She gets lost sometimes, too. Okay, David. Pleasure's all mine. Really enjoyed it tonight. Jump in anytime. This is NZLGR73, and I'm clear.
WTQ, radio check.
To the repeater this evening, sir. This is NZLGR. My name's Tom. Put your volume control down. But you got a good signal. This is Gerald TR clip.
I received the work yet. I'm working on that.
TR. Well, you're coming through fine.
4WTQ, radio check.
WTQ, this is Gerald TR. My name's Tom. Did you get her fixed yet? You're fine, and I'm 0 TR clear.